בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ברוכים הנמצאים, קהל קדוש. It is again a distinct privilege of mine to be here tonight. We are now inaugurating something that I never attempted yet, to be honest with you, but something that I believe is a very, very important subject. Tonight I'm launching it here in Englewood, and I hope, Ezat Hashem, I'll be able to continue it back in the hometown in Brooklyn. Many people over the years have asked for a shi'ur on the Amidah. It's something that we say so often, three times a day at least, and to many people that don't know the words and the meaning, so the Amidah becomes robotic, becomes mechanical, and it becomes a very boring exercise, to say the least. You see, imagine if I were to give you something in Chinese and to tell you to read it three times a day and shake a little when you get excited. After a while, you definitely fall out. To most people, the Amidah is Chinese. And therefore, it has no meaning. And therefore, it becomes a drudgery. It becomes a yoke. Exactly what the Hachamim said Tefillah is not supposed to be. Tefillah is not supposed to be a burden. It's not supposed to be something that you're looking to get rid of and unbridle yourself. It has to be something that we actually look forward to. Let me quote to you to what the Kuzari says. V'tihyeh ha'et ha'hi, that moment where we stand at the time of the Amidah, sheba ha'adam mitpalel, lev zmano u'perio. That moment, or those moments, are considered the heart of the person's day and its time. V'yihyu sh'ar itotav k'derachim ha'magi'im el ha'et ha'hi. The rest of the day is just a preparation to get to that moment of the Amidah, which means the highlight of the day is the Amidah. Everything we do during the course of the day is just roads that lead us to that moment of communion, forgive me the terminology, that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halvai, we should reach this level that the Kuzari looked forward to the Tefillah. To the Tefillah, that was, again, we have to quote the words good. V'tihyeh ha'et ha'hi lev zmano u'priyo. That's the essence of his time. And that's the most fruitful part of the day. Again, if you don't know what the Amidah means or what the words mean, so we don't stand a chance. Again, Tefillah then becomes something that we do not look forward to. That being said, I must tell you that Maran, Rabbi Yosef Kara in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Aleph, writes very clearly from the Rishonim, for an Amidah to be valid and certified, you must have Kavanah at least in the first Beracha of the Amidah. The Beracha that's called Birkat Avot. And if an Amidah does not have Kavanah at least in that Beracha, the Amidah is invalid. It does not have wings. It does not go up. To the extent Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, if you didn't have Kavanah and Avot, you have to repeat the Amidah. And let me ask you a question. What if on the second time when you said the Amidah, you also didn't have Kavanah and Avot? Then you have a problem. Then you have to go three times. And three times becomes four times. According to Shulchan Aruch, even if it takes you 100 times to say the Amidah till you have Kavanah and Avot, you must keep on repeating the Amidah. Comes a great rabbi, Rabbi Moshe Isserlish, in his commentary of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, V'ha'idana, in our times, we don't repeat the Amidah. You know why? Because we could rest assured he's not going to have Kavanah the second time as well. And therefore, it's a futile attempt
For what purpose? Just to keep on saying Hashem's name over and over again. However, Hacham Avadya holds in his Sefarim that if a person knows that he's a Kavanah guy, but his mind wandered, and he knows that he can control his Kavanah the second time around, he should repeat the Amidah. That being said, I must tell you also that there's an attitude in the Amidah that many people have, the attitude of all or nothing. Which means, let's say they have Kavanah in the first Berakah, the Amidah. And then they start to Ategibor, and they start to get lost, their mind starts to wander and drift. And all of a sudden they come back to the Sidur in about Ala Tzadikim Ba'ala Hasidim. That's where they found their themselves again. And they say to themselves, well, what kind of Amidah was this over? Already 6, 7, 8, 9 Berachot out the window. You know what? This Amidah already is a weak Amidah, so I might as well just daydream through the rest. The Hafez Chaim said, just because you gave up certain berachot doesn't mean you have to give up the next berachot. There was a lady that had a basket of fruit, and all of a sudden the dogs came, and the dogs tipped over the basket of fruit, and they all started coming and grabbing, and everybody started coming and grabbing, and she's just standing there watching. So her friend says, you go grab as well. Whatever you're going to grab is profit now. Just take, recover as much as you can. The same thing in the Amidah. Just because you missed one berakah doesn't mean you should miss the second berakah as well. So wherever you catch yourself in the Amidah, you have to go back and start with the Kavanah again. What does Kavanah mean? The simple Kavanah that we're going to discuss in our Shi'urim is not Kavanot HaRashash. We didn't get to the Kavanot of the Rashash yet, Rabbi Shalom Shar'abi, nor the Kavanot of the Mekubbalim and all these esoteric Kavanot. There are many people you see, and I met a guy in the synagogue once, he prays with a very, very big Sidur like this, and he opens it up and there's all Shemot HaKidushim, I don't understand it that much, and he's reading, and very, very impressive. When I asked them what one of the words in the Amidah means, when you say Ha'el HaGadol, what does HaGadol mean? And he started to give me, Kavanot, Gematriot, Shemot, no, I know nothing, I'm honest. What does the word mean, Gadol? Al Piyasod, Havaya, Adanut, this way, upside down, right side up, I don't know nothing, I'm honest. Could you tell me what the word means, HaGadol? HaGadol, he says. I asked you first. Couldn't give me the interpretation. This guy's praying with Sidur of the Mekubbalim, and he doesn't even know a simple interpretation of a word, and therefore the main Kavanah that we're supposed to have in the Amidah is Perush Hamilim. Finished. What do the words mean? I'm embarrassed to say that if I would ask Kahal Kadosh, not only this Kahal, any Kahal, tell me the difference between HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHaNora. What people say, Gadol, big. Gibor, great. Nora, awesome. Hakibalash, it's words. What does it mean? What does it mean? Big, great, awesome. Just to give a Webster's definition to a word, it doesn't do anything to me. The second Kavanah that we have to have in the Amidah is a very important Kavanah that Rambam brings it down. And that Kavanah is, when you begin the Amidah, Yahshov, the person has to think, Shishishekhinah kenigdo, that the Shekhinah is in front of you. You have to know that. According to Harambam, I had Kavanah in the first Berakah of the Amidah. Good, so I'm valid. My Amidah counts. But, during the Amidah, I forgot that the Shekhinah was in front of me. According to Harambam, the Amidah is invalid. Shekhinah kenigdo has to be throughout the 19 berachot. That's the most important kavanah. Shviti Adonai lenegdi tamid. When you stand to pray the Amidah, even if you look at the setup, the way we stand up, we take 3 steps back, we take 3 steps forward. That means we're walking into God's inner chamber. We're walking into God's inner sanctum. We stand, really, the way we're supposed to stand in the Amidah. and we have show and tell. I'm not embarrassed to show you. We stand straight, of course, at attention. And our hands, if we're not holding a sidur, if you need to hold a sidur, that's fine. But the best way to pray the Amidah is with your eyes closed, with your right hand over your left hand, like this, this position, and the thumbs inside. That's why you're twiddling your thumbs. Like this, as if your hands are kifufin, they're bound, and your head down. This is the position of the Amidah. Not like you see some people pray the Amidah with their hand in their pocket, as if they're waiting for a subway or a train, or they're praying it looking around as if they're taking a tour of Manhattan of some sort, or any noise right away they turn around, or you see them looking at emails in the Amidah. Bar minnan. This is why we need these shi'urim over here. We didn't even discuss the Amidah yet. We're discussing the attitude. Halakha writes, for example, it's brought down, Asur la'avor lifnei ha-mitpallel. It's asur to walk in front of the person that's praying. So the Hayy Adam says why? So he says very simple. Shemafsik ben ha-mitpallel la-shekhinah. We really believe that the Shekhinah is in front of the one that's praying. So I cannot walk in front of him, not because I'm going to interrupt the person. That's a simple reason. When I walk in front of somebody in the Amidah, he loses his Kavanah. The Hayy Adam says, you know what the real reason why I can't walk by somebody in the Amidah? Because Shekhinah is over there. How could you walk in front of the Shekhinah? Which means they understood this literally. They understood this as a fact. Furthermore, the way we leave the Amidah is how? I'll show you the way we leave the Amidah. When we get to the Oseh Shalom, our feet are together, and our hands are bound, as I told you. We bow, the Shekhinah is in front of us. And we take a step back with our left foot first. With our left foot, we go right, and then we meet it with the left again. The reason why we take our left foot back is in order that we show Borei Olam we're going back with our weaker foot. We don't want to run back from Borei Olam in a fast way. When we start the Amidah, we go forward with our right foot. And then when we make the Oseh Shalom, we do it as follows. We go, Oseh Shalom Emromav, starting on the left. Why do we start Oseh Shalom on the left? Because our left is the Shekhinah's right. And therefore, since we're standing in front of the Shekhinah, so we say, Oseh Shalom Emromav, Hu Berachamav Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, Va'al Kol Amo Yisrael, Ve'emru Amen. So the gestures that we make in the Amidah also indicate to us that the Shekhinah really is in front of us at the time that we're going to pray. The Amidah itself was texted by the great members, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the men of the great assembly. That was a parliament of 120 rabbis. Amongst them there were prophets. They wrote the Amidah. Every single word was written Beruach HaKodesh. Every single word has a wellspring of meaning. The Amidah actually is a treasure. Every single word is a mine filled with diamonds. Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in his Sefer Nefesh HaChayim that there's so much Kavanot in the Amidah that no two Amidot are alike. Every Amidah by every single person, every single day, at every single moment, reaches a different place. No two Amidah accomplish the same tikkun based on who's praying it, what day of the year, what day of the month, what hour of the day, what minute of the hour. Every Amidah is like a snowflake. There are no two snowflakes that are the same. Lavdil. Every single Amidah hits and reaches a different place. So you should never think, I'm just repeating the same old, that's just a repeat. On the contrary, every Amidah is fresh and every Amidah is new. To our amazement, after the members of the Great Assembly wrote the text of the Amidah, it was forgotten. If you could imagine that. Maybe it was forgotten because they did not have Sidurim. They used to pray the Amidah Ba'al Peh. So the great rabbi called Rabbi Shimon HaPakuli, he came along in front of Rabban Gamliel and he brought back the original text of the Amidah because he knew it, and he wrote it in front of Rabban Gamliel, and that became the official text that we use. There are varying texts between Sephardim and Ashkenazim and Hasidim, but basically the skeleton of the Amidah is the same. The first three berachot, and then you have the middle, which is the request, the bakashot, and then you have the last three berachot as well. We will begin the first beracha, but we cannot begin the first beracha without explaining the opening line of the Amidah. And the opening line of the Amidah, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehillatecha. This might be the most important line in the whole Amidah. To most people, we didn't start yet. The clock starts from Baruch Atah Hashem. No. I'll prove it to you that this line must be a very significant line, because the Gemara is very strict that you have to be Somech Geula Letfila. When a person gets to Ga'al Yisrael in Shachrit, he says Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, immediately he has to start the Amidah. He cannot make a hefsek between Ga'al Yisrael and the Amidah. So the Gemara asks a question in Berachot, but what do you mean? There is a hefsek. There is an interruption. Because you have the Pasuk Hashem Sifadai Tiftach. That's not part of the Amidah proper. The Amidah really begins Baruch Atah Hashem. So how are we fulfilling this Semichut? So the Gemara answers, once the rabbis added it, it's considered part of the Amidah. That means Hashem Sifadai Tiftach is integral to the Amidah. The Hakamim felt it and deemed it necessary to add this line. So much so that they said it's part of the Amidah and it's not considered a hefsek. What does it mean? Simple. Hashem, Sifatai Tiftach, open my lips. Sifatai, Sifatayim's lips. Ufi Yagid, and my mouth will utter Tehillatecha, your praises. Why is this necessary, this opening? If a person was to go speak in front of the President of the United States, there used to be a very good example in Chiurim. Today, unfortunately, we need to find better examples. Okay, Yirachem Hashem. If a person was going to speak in front of a king of some sort, of some place, he would prepare his words. The king says, you have few minutes to address me. He prepares a speech and he re-prepares it and he rewrites it and he re-looks at it and he acts it out and he speaks it out. And now he gets in front of the king. What happens? The king says, no! He can't talk because he's too nervous. He's too nervous. He's shaking. And his friend says, no, the king's waiting for you to say it. I can't get the words out. That's the attitude that we have to have when we stand in front of Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we finally got to this part of the Amidah, our mouths should be shaking. Even though we have a Siddur, the words are in front of us. So we need to ask Borei Olam, Adonai, Sefatai Tiftach, please, you open my lips. I cannot open my lips. I cannot talk. I'm too nervous. And then give me siyata d'shmaya that I can pray to you. Which means, even to pray to God, you have to pray for. You're praying that we should have the zikhut to pray. You need a zikhut to pray. So that's the most important part of the Amidah. Because without that siyata d'shmaya, without that divine assistance, we won't be able to pray the correct way. Now, I want you to look in your Sidurim. Notice when it says Hashem Sifatai Tiftach, it is not spelt like the normal way we spell Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke. Correct. Hashem Sifatai is spelt Be'adanut. Alif Dalid Nun Yud. There is a reason for this. How can I explain this to you without going above the ceiling? Let's go slow. Our prayers
need to go from the bottom and go all the way to the top. And then once our prayers reach the top level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the Shefa from the upper worlds all the way down to us. But again, our entry into Tefillah must be from where we are, from the lower world. And then the Tefillah elevates up, and from one world to the next world, to the next world, all the way to what's called the Keter, which is on top. And from the Keter, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the Shefa and the Beracha. The entry into Tefillah is with the Shem Adanut. You cannot begin with Shem Yudke Vavke, because Yudke Vavke is already here. And Shem Ehyeh is already at the Keter. It's all the way on top. Shem Adanut is here. There's three levels. Imagine you have a three-tiered building. You have Adanut. On top of Adanut is Havaya. On top of Havaya is Ehyeh. So therefore, you got to go to the door. The key that opens the door to get in, to start this whole Aliyah, where we're starting to get involved with the bringing the Shefa down, the key is Adanut. As a matter of fact, take the word Adanut, Aleph. How much is Aleph equal? Aleph equals 111. Dalit Lamed Taf equals 434. Nun Vav Nun equals 106. And Yud equals 20. Altogether, the Milui of Adanut equals 671. The Arizal says that's the Gematria Taf Resh Ayin Aleph, Tara'a. Tara'a, 671. In Aramaic, means a gate. And therefore, when we say Adonai, the Kavanah is Gematria b'milui Tara'a, which is a gate, it's a sha'ar, and now we're opening the gates, and now we're entering into the Tefillah. You have to enter the Tefillah. You have to, it's like you're in a capsule. To enter, you need to say the Shem Adanut in the beginning. Without that Shem, the door doesn't open. You cannot start from here. You have to start from the bottom ground. Hence, Hachamim chose that specific word. That's why it says, Hashem, you pause, you have seek me'at. There's two reasons why you have to pause. Because if you're not going to pause, it's going to sound like you're saying, Adonai Sefatai. Hashem is my lips. Hashem is your lips? No, Hashem is Hashem. Your lips are your lips. So therefore you have to pause. Hashem! Sefatai Tiftach. But according to the Mekubbalim, the reason why you have to pause is because you have to have the Kavanah. Amonai! Kavanah, Tafresh, Ayin, Aleph. The gate. Okay, we're entering now the Tefillah. We open the doors. And every Shem of a Kadosh Baruch Hu has powers. You have to know what each power is so you know when to use it. Each Shem opens up different doors. I could have a keychain with 100 keys. And I'm hungry, and they tell me, well, one of the 100 doors has food behind it. I have to make sure that I have the right key. I could have all the keys, but if I don't know how to use the keys, I'll starve. The Shemot, the Kedoshim, each Shem is used at a different point. Adanut, the books bring down, has the ability not only to open the gates of Tefillah, Tara'a, but the Mekubbalim bring down on a pasuk in Mishle, Shlomo HaMelech says, Shemor raglecha ka'asher telech el bet ha'elohim. Watch your legs when you're going to go to the house of God. Shlomo HaMelech says, watch your legs when you're in the Amidah. Watch them from what? We might not see it with our own eyes, but there's a lot of interference from here to Shamayim. There are a lot of mekatregim, mazikim, kilipot, call them whatever you like. These spiritual entities have the ability to hijack our prayers. You know, the prayer has to travel a lot of miles. If
from here all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. And there's a lot of obstacles from here to the Kisei HaKavod. And if we don't mind sweep and get all the Mekatregim and the Mazikim out of the way, the prayer will be torn up in shreds before it even hits its mark. So before you can really get to the Amidah, you need to set off a bomb to blow up the whole area. Now that you cleared the whole road, now the Amidah can go up. That bomb is Shem Adanut. When you say Hashem with Kavanot that I told you, all of a sudden it shoots up Adanut. All of a sudden the path from here to Kisei HaKavod is now open. Now you're ready to pray. So if a person skips Hashem Sefatai Tiftah, you didn't get in the gate, forget about it. You're still there, he's still outside. You're talking to a wall, you didn't get in the door. And even if you got in the door without the Kavanah, the odds are the prayer is going to get sabotaged before it even gets up. Before the Amidah, I must go back. Before the Amidah, we have a piece of the prayer that's called Pesukei Dezimra. What is Pesukei Dezimra? All the Hallelujot. Why they call the Pesukei Dezimra? Most people learn Zimra means Zimirot, songs. But the Mekubbalim learn no. Pesukei Dezimra, Zimra Belashon, Lo Tizmor. Do not cut. Do not prune. When a person prunes his tree, that's called Zimira. Torah says during the Shemitah, V'charmecha Lo Tizmor. Do not cut your vine. Pesukei Dezimra, because these Pesukim have the ability to cut. What do they cut? All the Mekatrigim. As we say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. So without Pesukei Dezimra also, it's very hard for the Amidah to go. So all what we do before the Amidah is just to make sure the road is clear, so now the Amidah is able to reach its mark, as we said. Beron Yahad Koch Beboker Vayari'u Kol Bene Elohim. Beron Yahad. When the Kahal comes, Beyahad Berina. Beron Yahad. Koch Beboker. In the early morning, when we say Pesukei Dezimra, what happens? Vayari'u Kol Bene Elohim. Who's Bene Elohim? The Mazikim, the Mekatrigim. Vayari'u. They shake. Oh, Pesukei Dezimra. They run away. And then, whatever's remaining, when you say Shem Adanut at the beginning of the Amidah, the door opens up. Now already we begin. Now we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore we shake. Sifatai Tiftah. Ufi Yagid Tillatecha. Baruch. Simple interpretation of Baruch. Baruch is Melashon Birkayim. Birkayim is the waist or the knees. If we're going to learn the Amidah, I must teach you the proper way to bow in the Amidah as well. If we're going to do a job, we must do it complete. Again, everything that we do is significant. You just say, okay, what's the difference how we bow? No, everything is important. According to the Gemara, the way we bow is as follows. Sfaradim, we do not bow with our knees. Ashkenazim, they bow with their knees. Sfaradim, we bow as follows. Baruch. Baruch, the spine goes down. But again, the head is still straight. Baruch. All it is the body down, but the head is straight. Ata. So ata is just the movement of the head. Again, watch how I do it again, because it's very important. Most people do not have it correct. It's baruch. My head is still looking straight. My body is just curved now. Ata. Ata is just the movement of the head. And then, while we say Hashem's name, as we're saying Hashem's name, We come up and our head comes up last. So again, it's Baruch Ata Hashem. And that's the same way we would do Modim. Modim Anachnu Lach She'ata Hu Hashem. See how we did that? Baruch Ata Hashem. Modim Anachnu Lach She'ata Hu Hashem. In any event, so Baruch is from the legs, because that's already we go down. But the word Baruch also means blessing. Are we blessing God? God needs our blessings. We're coming to the Amidah to get the blessings, and then we're going to come and give a blessing. So the Mefarshim learned Baruch means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekor Kol HaBerachot. The source of the blessings is God. In modern Hebrew, the way we say a pool is a berecha. Berecha has in it all the water. It's a vessel that's able to hold all the water. It's called the berecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baruch. He's the mekor of all the berachot, which means it's like a vessel that has in it all the needs and all the wants and all whatever a person can imagine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all of it. So therefore, there's no better person to come to if a person needs something in their life than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bekor kol haberachot. So we're saying this not because Borei Olam needs, God knows who he is. He doesn't need us to tell us who he is. We say this as the first word in the Amidah to remind us, why are we directing our request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We have to talk ourselves into it first. You have to remind yourself, you know why I'm coming to God with my request? Because He is Baruch. He is the Mekor of all the Berachot. The next the word in the Amidah is the most amazing word. If I was writing the Amidah, if I was on the board of Echekeres de Gedolah, which I was not, I would not have allowed this word Na'amidah. I would have said it's not right. But they voted 120-0, was unanimous, to put this word Na'amidah. And which word is that? Ata. What a word. What a word. You know what Ata means? You. Wait. So first of all, the fact that I'm using the word you, that means if I'm sitting in the shul and I say, hey, you, I'm talking to you, you're in front of me now, whatever, just say, you're here. Ata, Hashem's here. So, by the way, that's a scary word. But you know why I wouldn't put it in the Amidah? Because it's too close to use such a word. It's too close. When I'm talking to a king, don't go to a king, when I talk to my rabbis, I go to the big rabbis of Israel. How do I refer to them? I refer to them in third person. Does the rabbi want something to drink? Does the rabbi? I don't say, do you want it? You. They're too close. You're not my friend. You understand? When somebody is towering over you in greatness, it's not respectful to talk directly to them. As if you're on the same level. To my friend, I say, hey, what are you doing today? You, come here. To a little boy, you, boy, come here. But when I'm talking to somebody of stature, I don't say, hey, you. I say, excuse me, sir, does the guest want something to eat? Does the rabbi want something to eat? Your highness, your royalty, you talk in third person. And all of a sudden, when it comes to the Amidah, Borei Olam says, leave all the formalities. Leave all the formalities. Now you're talking to me like a son. When a son talks to a father, there's no formalities. A son talks to his father straight. And therefore the word Ata shows us how close HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us. So the first word is Amidah Baruch. Why am I coming here? You know why I'm coming? Because you're the Mekor of Kol HaBerachot. And because of that, I bow at that time. Baruch. And when I say the word Ata, I'm embarrassed. So I put my head down. That's why. Baruch I'm bowing to the one that's Mekor Melachot. I say, I can't look. In Arabic, we say the word Aib. Aib means, I can't say that word in front of Borei Olam. So I'm embarrassed. I put my head down. Atta. As if I'm a little shy. But look at the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. He allows us to talk to Him directly.
Baruch Atah Hashem. Oh, Yud Kei Vavke. It's the first time Yud Kei Vavke gets in the Amidah, which is already, with three words into the Amidah, already we went up a level already. We just opened the door. Hashem, Hashem Shabbatai Diftah. All of a sudden, very quickly, because we don't want to waste any time. We want to get right to the top already. Yud Kei Vavke. What's the Kavanah whenever you say Yud Kei Vavke? So the two kavanot you have to have anytime you see the name Yud Kei Vavke, the two kavanot are the follows. Number one, Adon HaKol, God is the master of all. And number two, Haya Hove Yehiyeh. God was, God is, and God will be, meaning God is eternal. Now, just these three words alone might take you 30 seconds. Some people's entire Amidah only takes a minute. So it's going to be hard to fit the rest of the Amidah in 30 seconds. If these words alone take 30 seconds. See, once you start learning Pirush Amidah, oh, the Amidah becomes very long. I'm probably ruining your minyan schedule. Now all of a sudden, you guys are going to become like Hasidim. The Amidah is going to be long. What's going to happen? Oh, the rabbi ruined the whole shul over here now. Everybody's having Kavanah. It used to be good when nobody knew what they were saying. Everybody would pray a 2-minute Amidah. And it's very fascinating. The guys that know what Amidah is, they can never get out of it. They love it. Every word is a treasure. The guys who don't know, maximum is like a 3-minute, and they can't understand, what are they doing? 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 Have the same seed doing. What can they be doing? What's taking them so long? And the guy who's in the Amidah is feeling rushed. Nah, they're rushing me. So again, it all depends on where you're coming from. Here, but just on Hashem Sevadai Tiftach of Yagita Latecha, Baruch Ata Hashem, there's a whole story over there. Elokeinu. Okay, what's the Kavanah in Elokeinu? Elokeinu is a different Shem. Look how many Shemot we used already. We used Adanut, Havaya, now Elokeinu. Every time you use a Shem in the Amidah, it's opening more doors, it's opening more, it's positioning, it's doing, it's... Elokeinu, according to Shulchan Aruch, the Kavanah is Takif Ubala Yecholet VeKochot Kulam. In English, they explain Elokeinu as the Almighty, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has omnipotent, powerful, all the powers in the world are being controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever the power, wind, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sun, Hameir La'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the sunlight. All the powers that we see in the world are manifestations of Elokeinu, the Almighty. Everything in the world. Rofe Chol Basar. The doctor or the medicine, that's just God's tool that He uses. The sun is just God's tool, but it's God. The wind, it's a tool that God created, but it's God. Everything in this world, when we hear thunder, when we see lightning, all the power that you see in the world, tsunamis and earthquakes and the volcanoes, and the world can be a very, very, very intimidating place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaKohot Kulam. He is indeed Elokeinu. And therefore, again, we mention this to us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of anything. He is in charge of all the kohot. So therefore, when we're going to come to ask, who are we asking? We're asking God that's Baruch, the source of all the berachot. God is Hayah Hove Yehiyeh, so He knows. He knows everything. He's been around from the beginning. He knows the future. He knows the past. So whatever we're going to ask Him, He's able to put it in the proper perspective.
We cannot do that because we can give you something today, but we don't know if it's going to be good for you in the future. We don't know exactly if it's good for your pet. But HaKadosh, but we can trust him because he's Hayah over here. And don't think he can't deliver because he's Elokeinu. Elokeinu, he can do anything. He's Kol HaKohot. All the powers in the world are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you know what? Just from that beginning, I mean, I'm sold. You know what? I'm going to ask God. I can ask him. According to the resume that I'm reading, that Kadosh Baruch Hu definitely fits the. I'm talking like a wise guy, but what I mean to say is, that's the purpose of those words, to sell the reader into why you're coming to me. Why are you coming to me for? It's like a person goes to a rich man for a loan. The rich man says, "What are you coming to me for?" You know, what do you mean? I know I'm coming to you. You're the one that has this investment and you made this amount of money and you're so smart and you da da da. And I know you lent that guy money one time and you da da. Also, you know about me. Oh, that's why you're coming to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you coming to me for? What are you asking me? Oh, because you're Baruch. You're Yud Kei Vav Kei. You're Elokeinu. Ah. The fact that we recognize it is a zechut for us to get answered. Listen to what I'm telling you. I just gave you a big yesod in tefillah. Once you come and recognize that the only place to get your request is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in that zechut itself, God says, because I'm going to answer you. If I go to the rich guy, what'd you come to me for? I don't know, they told me to come to you. Now get out of here, take a walk. Why'd you come to me? Because I know what you're capable of. I know facts. This is what you do. This is your ability. I know stories. Oh, so the guy says, oh, he knows. Okay. Humbles himself. I'll give you something. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Ve'Elokei Aboteinu. And the God of our fathers. We only know a Kadosh Baruch Hu, really, from our fathers, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Our belief in God is through what's called the Mesorah. Mesorah is a tradition. It is a chain passed down from father to son, from father to son. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokeinu, but only because he was Elokei Avotenu. He was the God of our father, and they publicized the God, monotheism, and therefore today if we have a belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's because the Avot, they brought it to the forefront. And Avraham Avinu's time, for example, the people were worshipping Avodah Zarah. There was no belief in God. Avraham was one man, Echad Haya Avraham. He was on one side, everybody was against him. So because of Avraham, and then he taught it to Yitzhak, and Yitzhak promoted it as well. And then Yaakov Abinu promoted it to the Shevatim. So our understanding in all this concept is not, it didn't start by us. We could come up and say, Elokeinu. You know why it's Elokeinu? Because it started by Elokei Avotenu. Many times the younger generation, they think that all the success is from them. But they don't realize that the religion didn't start by us. We had parents, we had grandparents, we had great-grandparents, we have Zichut Avot, they planted the seeds, they already made great strides and efforts. If we're living today in religious prosperity, it's because somebody came before us and paved the ground. And therefore we say, Elokeinu, but don't think it's our Zichut. It's really Elokei Avotenu. It started from the Avot. And now let's discuss the Avot for a minute. Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak v'Elokei Yaakov. Elohei Abraham. God served Abraham in a unique way. V'Elohei Yitzhak. Yitzhak served the same God as Abraham did. But it's the God of Yitzhak. Because he served God in a unique way as well. Ve'elohei Yaakov, even though it's the same God as Abraham and Yitzhak, but it's his God, meaning he found his niche. He served God according to his midah, which means each one of the Avot served the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but each one in a different way, and from the Avot service the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we come to recognize who a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. For example, Abraham teaches us that God is Chesed. God is Baal Chesed. Avraham Avinu invited guests, and he sat them down, and he gave them to eat, and he gave them lodging, and he pampered them, and he free hotel, whatever you could imagine. And after they finished the whole Saudah, they came and said, Avraham said, okay, give thanks. And they would say, Nivarech l'Avraham, she'achadu m'shelo. He says, no, all that you ate from is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nivarech l'Eloheinu she'achadu m'shelo. That means Avraham Avinu taught the world that God provides chesed. All that we have in the world, the food, the oxygen, the sunlight, our health, everything is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Avraham taught us that God is chesed. So Elohe Avraham, the God of Avraham that showed us that we have a God that is Baal chesed. Velohe Yitzhak. Yitzhak was Midat Adin. Wow. Yitzhak was strict, was judgment. Yitzhak Avinu he shows us in his life the Midah of Yitzhak, they call it Gibura. Gibura means if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be strict, he also can be strict. He's Baal Chesed, but there's also judgment in the world. If a person doesn't do the right thing, God is very capable of strict judgment. That was the Midah of Yitzhak. Velohei Yaakov, Yaakov is Emet. Yaakov is Emet, which is the Midah of Truth, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah as well. Vashem Elokim Emet. So we mention the three Avot. Just by mentioning their names, it arouses them. You see, when I pray the Amidah, I say, Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Elohe Yaakov. If you go to Hebron, at that moment, you hear rumbling. You might not hear it, but it's happening. The Avot start to rumble. Because just by mentioning their names, they awake, and now they stand for us in order that a tefillot should get answered. So look how many things we got working for us. The mind sweeping. The different shemot and kedoshim. Now we need to bring in the army. Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Elohe Yaakov. Oh. Now already they stand they stand for their children. Ha'el. Oh. Ha'el is another name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all shemot. Basically, the name El is the name of Chesed. When we talk about God's benevolence and God's bounty that He gives to the world, that comes from Shem El. So again, we mention Ha'El, Chesed. Ha'Gadol. Okay, now we start. What's a Gadol? Let's go, boys. You're praying the Amidah for 500 years collectively in this room. Maybe more. For sure more. You might have 5,000 years of tefillot over here. What is Gadol? What is it?
Great.
Great.
Infinite.
Words. All words. Words. Gadol.
He's big. He's big. He is big. So I'm afraid to what Gadol means. Listen to the Peshat of the Gaon Mevilna. Gadol means something that is big, yes, but it starts on earth and goes all the way up to the heaven. There's another word in Hebrew called Ram. Ram is something that is high, but is not rooted on earth. For example, I might say a cloud is Ram. But it's not Gadol. Because it's suspended very high in the air, but it does not have its tentacles on earth. Whereas I might say a tree is Gadol. Because it's on earth, and it goes all the way up to the Shamayim. That's the usage of Gadol. There's a big difference the way we understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Goyim understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Goyim say God created the world and then he's up there in the Shamayim somewhere, but he has nothing to do with daily life of people. It's not important that Kadosh Baruch Hu,
He's in his offices, he's minding his own business. According to the Goyim, God is Ram. He's in the Shamayim. Where we say, no, God is in the Shamayim, but he's also on earth as well, intimately involved in the situations of every human being. We would refer to God as Gadol. He's up and he's down. We have a pasuk in Tehillim. Adonai b'Siyon Gadol v'Ram hu al kol ha'amim. Adonai b'Siyon, when it comes to Siyon, the Jewish people, we call God, he's Gadol. That means we say he's up in the Shemayim, but he's also down on earth. He's watching us. However, legabe de goyim v'Ram hu al kol ha'amim. Ram al kol goyim Adonai. To the goyim again, God is Ram. Al ha'shamayim kevodo. They say, yeah, God's kavod is in the Shamayim, but he's not here. Therefore, when we say the Lashon Hagadol, Hagadol reminds us that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching and he's involved. That's another word that tells us he hears me. What am I praying to Amidah? How does he know what I'm asking for? He's all the way upstairs. No, God is Gadol. Gadol is up and down. So you see these words? The words are really to get the reader to believe that this is the best thing that he could do to succeed in his Amidah. Now, Gadol also is a word that's used like a behesed. If you look in Nashi in Parashat Beit Hanan, it says, "Ata hilota la'arot et abdecha et godlecha." Nashi says, "Et godlecha et midat tuvcha." God's midat tov, God's chesed is also God's large. Today we use that word also. When a person is large, it means he's generous. He's gadol. Say gadol. He gives. He gives bounty. He gives b'shefa. So we say Hagadol. That's connected. Which one of the Avot? Avraham. Avraham revealed God's largeness. Avraham Avinu acts in a chesed way because he's just copying God. Avraham Avinu feeds three angels. Barakados Baruch Hu feels millions and millions of people every single day, three meals a day. He was just emulating a Kadosh Baruch Hu's largeness. Let's go two more words. And I want you to know, even though we're explaining each word, Baruch Hashem, it's a big accomplishment. Don't think no. But we didn't start. This is just to break ground. Then we have to start explaining the underneath. But if you don't know the simple meaning, we cannot go to the next step. Hagibor. Okay, two things is Gibor. Number one, not strong. No, that's not strong. That's obvious. This Gibor over is referring to what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot. Ezu Gibor. Kovesh Yisro. You know what the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? He's Kovesh Midat Adin. HaGibor, which means, even though we're guilty, we make Averot, and we're wrong, and we're recurring, we make the sins over and over again, chronic sinners, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just say, they're guilty, and the Meket Regim say, kill them already. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right, I should get them. But he's gibor. He suppresses his anger and controls himself and gives us another chance. I'll tell you even better. What does gibor mean? Let me tell you the way to be Moshe Cordovero explained that gibor. The Ramak. He explained like this. A person is throwing rocks at the king. And the king is just standing there and the rocks are hitting the king. He said, wow, what a king this is over here. He's aloof.
he's receiving the shame, and he accepts it. But what about better? He's giving the rock to the guy. Wow, it's unbelievable. What kind of king is this over here? He's empowering his subject to hurt him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we sin, I'm talking Lashon Hara about somebody. Who's empowering me to speak this Lashon Hara? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because at the time that I'm speaking Lashon Hara, my trachea is working, my windpipe is working, my liver is working, my lungs are working, my blood is running through my system, my brain cells are working, it's able to send messages, my teeth is working, the muscles are... Who's giving me that power? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so gibor that as we're sinning, he's giving us life. He's giving us chesed at the time that we're rebelling. Is there any great strength like this before? We never saw gibor like this before. That's empowering us and giving us life-sustaining ability. Because I got the Baruch Hu says, one day they'll make teshuvah. I got to keep my line down. But I got the Baruch Hu, just pull the plug on the guy. Pull the plug. We would do it. If somebody's shooting us, what, are you going to give him new rounds? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That's gibor. That you kovesh. HaGibor is also the pasuk says Micha mocha ba'elim Adonai. The Gemara says Al tekne elim ela illemim. Micha mocha ba'elemim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees all the resha'im in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could finish them in 1 second. All these rebels and troublemakers and wicked people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can just flip them over in 1 second. He watches all these anti-Semites and all these people that do the worst atrocities, and he's gibor. He controls himself. Why? Kill him! Because if he would kill every rasha, it would compromise our free will. Understand what I said just now? It means if everything was so clear to us, the tzaddik has a good life, and the rasha has a bad life, there's no free will anymore. Now God can't reward us anymore for making right decisions because everything is so obvious. So God, as difficult as it is, it's not difficult for God, but he controls himself, he's gibor. He says, if I'm going to punish the Rasha'im, so immediate, it's going to take away from the reward of the good people. Because now for us it's a test. Is it really true, this religion? Is it really not true? Is there punishment? Is there not punishment? I don't know. It's not so obvious. The guy's not getting punished. I can God let this happen. And when we still serve God with faith, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you can get rewards because it wasn't clear to you. You served me when things were not obvious. So that's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's gibor. He suppresses the punish to the Shaim immediately in order to create free will by us, in order to magnify our sachar. HaGibor is connected to Yitzhak Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu was also gibor. He suppressed his will to live when he put his neck on the Akedat Yitzhak, and he was willing to go against the normal nature of a person that wants to cling on to life. So Yitzhak Avinu is connected to gibor, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same way. He goes against the nature to punish, and he suppresses it. Last but not least is Hanora. Oh, Nora is simple. Nora is a combination of Gadol and Gibor. Gadol is Chesed. Gibor is suppressing the judgment. Somehow put these words together and you create a new concept. The child of Gadol and Gibor is Nora. Yaakov Abinu was Nora. Yaakov Abinu was a combination of the Chesed of Avraham and the Din of Yitzhak. He was like a Mizug. He's Midat HaRachamim. HaNora is the Midat HaRachamim. Yaakov Abinu, when he gets to the temple, he says, Man Nora HaMakom Hazeh. So Avraham is Keneged Gadol, and Yitzhak is Keneged Gibor, and Yaakov is Nora. He's a combination of both Midot. Okay. not ready. With this kavanah, will not be yotzei d'amidah. You need to have kavanah the whole avot. We have to come back to finish till Magen Abraham. But just very quickly, Adonai, the key, tara, 671 gate with the milui. Now the gate is open. The explosion, mind sweeping. Everything's open now. Sevadai tiftach. I'm nervous. Even though I prepared, I'm nervous. I'm standing in front of the king. I don't know what to say. My lockjaw. I can't open my mouth. Please, God, give me siyata d'shmaya to pray. I'm praying to pray. And then Baruch is the source of all blessings. Atal, how much you love me. I can talk to you directly. You know everything. Therefore, you know the best for me. Elokeinu, you're the omnipotent. You're the most powerful, almighty. Therefore, you could produce. Elokeinu, but that didn't start from me. It started Elokei Avotenu. My religion is a tradition. I got it from the Mesorah. Elokei Avraham, he served God with chesed. Elokei Yitzhak is deen. Yaakov Avinu is midat ha'emet. El is midat ha'chesed. Agadol, Gimod, Bandura. Okay. Yiratzom ish mizokheh. That תתקבל סדותנה ובעותנה עם סלוטון ובעתון לכל בית ישראל קודם אמון את משפיה והרעה ואמרו אמן.